Counterterrorism officials are watching events in Libya with special concern. They are worried because al-Qaeda has long-standing ties with extremists in Libya, and U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that al-Qaeda may try to gain a foothold there, and NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Al-Qaeda's North African wing wasted little time in siding with protesters in Libya. The group released a statement this week that said it would, quote, do whatever we can to help, unquote, with the uprising. Counterterrorism experts say they weren't surprised. They've been bracing for al-Qaeda to weigh in.
I think, interestingly, Libya presents to al-Qaeda one of the best opportunities to reinvigorate itself and its message in the Middle East and especially in North Africa.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University.
Al-Qaeda's got lots of raw material, as it were, as well as an historical legacy to work with in Libya. And a vacuum in Libya, I think, is something that al-Qaeda was poised, perhaps, to take advantage of.
That raw material and historical legacy date back to the 1990s. A group known as the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group tried to topple Gaddafi and even attempted to assassinate him 20 years ago. His security forces responded with a crackdown, and the Islamists fled Libya and joined groups like al-Qaeda. According to Hoffman, Gaddafi then saw a new threat, Osama bin Laden.
This is the reason that the first international arrest warrant issued by Interpol against bin Laden was requested not by the United States or not by Kenya or by any of the countries that you might think, but rather by Libya and by Colonel Gaddafi, because of the threat that al-Qaeda and its brand of Islamism posed to his secular revolution.
So an alliance was formed, and at the end of 2007, al-Qaeda made the relationship with Libyan fighters official, and one of the Libyans became part of Osama bin Laden's inner circle. Another concern? Libyan Islamists have shown themselves to be hardcore fighters, and the U.S. has documented proof of that. Back in 2007, American soldiers discovered a trove of papers in an insurgent headquarters in northern Iraq. The papers cataloged the names and nationalities of foreigners who had come to Iraq to fight against U.S. forces. Of the more than 600 insurgents listed, almost 20% of them came from Libya. Juan Zarate, a former Bush administration national security advisor, says that's one of the reasons why counterterrorism officials are concerned.
Having Gaddafi in some ways on the ropes and having some degree of chaos in Libya raises the potential that violent extremist groups will take advantage and that you'll see a reassembling of some of these cells and networks in Libya in ways that you haven't seen in the recent past.
Does al-Qaeda already have a constituency there?
Al-Qaeda does have a constituency in Libya. And so a danger here is that you could have those same elements radicalize other individuals and then engaging in more widespread network building and attacks in North Africa as well as Southern Europe.
U.S. intelligence officials say at this point it seems unlikely that jihadists could gain control of Libya. What they will have is far more room to operate. Officials say they see signs of jihadis in Libya already doing that. They've been looting military arms depots, so they're more heavily armed than they have been in decades. Rick Ozzie Nelson of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that Gaddafi was able to keep these groups in check. Without him, there will be a free-for-all.
Anytime there's chaos, there's opportunity, and al-Qaeda is a very opportunistic organization, and again, with a lot of their members having ties to Libya, I think there's an opportunity for them to exploit this chaos.
One of the things analysts are watching for is whether Libya becomes a safe haven like Somalia, a place where terrorist groups can operate away from a functioning government. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.